This is the Word and the Walk podcast, pursuing faithfulness to Christ while being grounded in biblical truth.
Well, Tom Tyler and I are back today wrapping up our discussion on the doctrines of grace. We've taken a session for each one of these categories, each one of these points. They're oftentimes referred to as the five points of Calvinism, the doctrines of grace. Today, we're wrapping it up, looking at the believer's persevering pursuit of Christ. This is the idea or the reality that if one is totaled in their sin and God has then elected them by his grace, paid for their sins, brought them from spiritual death to spiritual life, that the believer is then not only saved by the regenerating work of the Spirit, but sealed by the Spirit in Christ. And what that means practically is that if God has saved you by his grace, you cannot undo what he has done and go back into the spiritual death that you once lived in. You may temporarily live as such, and that's what, as I mentioned last time, Romans 6 talks about putting back on the shackles of sin. But for the true believer who's been saved by grace, you cannot lose your salvation. Tyler, why don't you talk a little bit about Scripture and what Scripture would speak to this reality that those who have been saved by God's grace are secure in their salvation? Mm.
There are several that do pop to mind right away. Romans 8, starting in verse 29, mm-hmm. That unbreakable chain of salvation realities that are as good as done.
Yeah.
So many of those things have already been accomplished for the believers and are completed in the past. And as you keep working through those, he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed. Those whom he predestined, he also called. Those whom he calls, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. That word glorified is in the same tense as all the others,
yep.
in the aorist tense, as if it is done.
Yeah,
it is as good as done because God is the one who is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What God plans to do, he does accomplish ultimately. Mm-hmm. And that is such a sweet reality for the believer. If God has acted to save you, you are saved through and through to the end.
Yep. And that is not giving us permission to go on cruise control.
No.
Even the word persevering is instructing us about pushing forward.
Hmm.
I have sat with people that mistakenly think that, well, you know, God who began a good work in me, he's going to be faithful to complete it. But for the believer, we press on.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, after writing Philippians 1:6, goes on in chapter 2 to tell us that we are working out our salvation with mm-hmm. fear and trembling. We don't come to saving faith and say, oh, God's going to persevere me. I can check out now.
Mm-hmm.
No, we get the pleasure of just for his glory, for worshiping him. We persevere on. It's worth even just stating the reality of the command to work out our salvation with fear and trembling and the promise, for it is God who is working to you, doing his works in you for his will according to his good purposes.
Hmm.
We press on. We work hard. We're persevering.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's evidence of a transformed life. That's the fruit.
That's
God,
the identity.
When God saves you, that's what he produces. And so it's not that we work out our salvation to keep our salvation,
right.
Or we work out our salvation to earn our salvation. It's we work out our salvation as an expression of our salvation. It's what believers do.
Yeah.
This is what a saved life looks like.
If you're thinking rightly, you're working to be pleasing to the Lord.
Yeah. This reality that God preserves those whom he saves can be difficult for some, again, because of what people experience. And they find themselves in a season not following God, loving sin, and they go, well, I must have lost my salvation because I felt this way before. And what's interesting is Jesus in the parable of the seed and the sower, there's four different soils or places the seed falls. How many of those four look like their salvation early on? Do you guys remember?
Yep.
Of the four? Three.
Three.
Three. Three of the four actually look like there's something there. How many is there actually genuine salvation?
One.
One. So just because you feel a certain way or something looks a certain way temporarily doesn't mean you're assured that it is genuine. So how does the believer actually experience assurance that they are a believer?
By doing what God's word says.
Fruit over time. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Walking in obedience. And again, it's not a matter of gaining or you holding on to it. God will keep you. God will produce that fruit. And the Christian has the obligation to walk forward and to be faithful in it.
You know, you think of Psalm 51, after David gives a confession for the sin that he was in, after being, he's a man after God's own heart. Psalm 51, 12, David's words are, restore to me the joy of your salvation. It's keeping with doing what's pleasing to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk in obedience.
Yeah.
And God is going to be faithful to restore.
Yeah.
It's not resave me.
Yeah.
No, it's restore.
Yeah.
You know, I have sinned. I have gone away. I'm prone to wander. Lord, restore to me.
Yeah.
The joy of your salvation.
So good. I think this is so consequential because oftentimes the Christian life includes a struggle, a fight against sin, a fight for growth. And if the Christian's salvation were secured by the Christian, if I'm good enough, if I have enough resolve, then when we fail, every single time would just be undoing and crippling. The comfort, though, for the believer, when we sin, we have an advocate, we've been forgiven, and we don't need to dwell and live as if we've re-entered condemnation.
Yep.
But what we do get to do is we get to look to God's grace and we get to step forward. Ah, I'm living that old man kind of life. I don't want to do that in light of my Savior. He's given me the power. He's given me the strength that I need to press forward in obedience. And I'm not doing it out of fear of what I might lose, but out of the assurance of what I've already gained.
Yeah.
To walk in that joy of the salvation. I think of 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. What's burdensome about walking in obedience is my own sin that I bring to the table.
Trying to do it alone.
Trying to do it alone. Trying to do it on my own strength. Trying to do it in my own way. When we actually look to him and walk in obedience, oh man, that's the love of God towards us. That is joy and peace. That's the light burden of the yoke of Christ in our life. I love what Jesus says in John 10. If this is something that you've struggled with, the fact that those who are in Christ truly are saved and cannot lose it, you've got to listen to this passage. It's so good. Jesus says in John 10, starting in verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. These are just indicatives. This is what his sheep do. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. What a promise. If you are a sheep, if you are a child of God, if you've been brought into his fold, you will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. I love that promise.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
What
How
a comfort.
What a comfort. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that's not permission to go live any way we want if we make some sort of verbal declaration with our mouth. If you are Christ, you hear his voice. You follow Jesus. This is the effects of those who have been brought into his fold. Do you do it perfectly? Nope.
Nope.
Nope, we don't. But you follow the shepherd. You love the shepherd. And no one can snatch you out of the hands of the good shepherd. What amazing comfort.
You know, it's interesting just thinking about sin and the effects of sin. Sin typically will just isolate us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking here about persevering and the perseverance of the saints, there is no isolation here. There are no rogue individuals. The means of God's grace for persevering, they're in his word, they're in prayer, it's with other believers, it's in the church. Mm-hmm. We cannot expect to persevere well doing it alone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not God's design. It
wasn't God's design.
It's not his intention for the believer. Yeah, it's interesting. I can't think of an instance where somebody was vitally connected to a local body, engaged regularly in body life, and just completely spiraled overnight. It always comes, from my experience, what I've perceived, like someone who just goes way off the rails. Not that people don't sin or struggle or have seasons of hardship.
It's a slippery slope. You didn't get there in a nanosecond.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we're living in a time of Christianity where a buzzword is deconstruction of the Christian faith.
Yeah.
Somebody just didn't wake up
and
say, here I am.
Yep.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, that's well said, Tom.
It is just, you're not confronting your own sin.
Mm-hmm.
You're not confessing your sin. You're not confronting your wrong thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is
or giving opportunity for others to speak truth into your life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Perseverance is so good to be with you guys.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. What a blessing. God's grace, his means of grace, that our hope for persevering is in his work, and there is joy in pressing forward. I love the song, He Will Hold Me Fast. If you haven't heard that song, look it up, listen to it. It's such an encouragement of just directing my heart to the truth of the security that we have in being a child of God. It truly is a blessing.
It reminds me of Jude, verse 24 and 25. To who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy? To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a blessing to be with you, men, a blessing to discuss these things. Thank you.
It's a blessing just to remind ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Word and the Walk podcast. The Word and the Walk podcast is a ministry of Gilbert Bible Church. For more information, please visit our website at gilbertbible.com.